questions for Coach?
Talk to Morris, absent today.
Yeah, it's for personal reasons, and he'll be back tomorrow.
With Stuart and Hanson, decided to give him another day here. What's sort of the plan for them?
For Stuart and Hanson, we're still bringing Stuart along slowly. Did a lot of individual today. Hanson the same way. Just want to make sure they clear and everything's healthy before we work them in the teams and everything.
Notice that Corey White hasn't been doing anything. What's his situation?
He tweaked his back yesterday as well, so we rested him today.
How much are you anticipating getting the pads tomorrow?
Well, it's good because that's when camp really starts. You know, you get to see T-shirt and shorts here, and two-hand touch is fine. And you got to see if guys can get off bump. You got to see if guys can get off blocks. You got to see if guys can block. And you got to see if quarterbacks can throw with the timing disrupted. And you got to see if DBs can cover and reroute and all those type of things. So you get a better assessment.
It seemed like a cleaner day for your receivers and tight ends in terms of catching the ball.
No, they did. They dropped quite a few yesterday, and they're getting the rust off in the first day of camp. Today looked more like a camp day, so we just got to keep working, going forward, and getting better.
Kind of, Austin talked about the changes he made this offseason with his body. Can you see a difference in him just in the way he's moving?
Yeah, I can. He lost a lot of weight. You know, he reshaped his body, dedicated. Obviously, all the things you heard, he made a dedication to himself, so that's a credit to him. He's come in lighter, he's quicker, he's leaner, you know, and he's moving a lot better.
Todd, what's the thinking in starting both rookie safeties from the get-go?
They can play. You know, it's rare that these type of things happen, but those two guys showed so much in the spring and what we brought them along with. They could only get better. Their maturity level as far as learning the plays exceeded what we wanted for our expectations as a rookie, so we think those guys are ready to play.
Do you have to alter the defense at all with two rookies back there?
No.
Do you think you talked about them exceeding your expectations in terms of learning playbook and stuff? Do you think they're farther along than most rookie safeties at this point?
I can't speak for other people's safeties on their teams, but, you know, for rookie safeties, from the average that I've been around, they're a lot farther along.
Considering the number of young guys you do have on defense, are you expecting growing pains this season? Are you expecting it to be a little more difficult, or are you expecting this defense to be...
I expect the defense to come in higher than it was last year. Obviously, you know, how old do you have to be to win? And I ask those guys that every day. You know, rookies, second-year guys, third-year guys, there is no set quota on being old enough in the league to win ball games. So we expect them to be just as good as they are when we put them out there.
We were just talking to Sheldon a moment ago. I mean, it's the last couple of years he went into the year with a suspension looming over his head. This year he doesn't have to worry about that. What can you say about his demeanor coming in? Does he seem more relaxed in any way, more confident, if that's possible?
Well, first of all, I don't have to worry about that. It's more important. And secondly, he's in a good place. Obviously, he worked hard all season. He's in a good place, and he's healthy, doesn't have any nicks bothering him, and he came in ready to go. And, you know, you got to love the way he comes in. He's inspiring a lot of people. His running test was outstanding, and we just look forward to him getting better and better.
What's been the biggest change you've seen in him, either as a person, as a player, since you've been?
I don't know if it's a change. You know, Sheldon's always been a candid guy, and he's always been endearing outside the camera. You know, he's been a heck of a guy, but... he's in a peaceful place. I don't know. I can't put a finger on it, but he comes in. He's focused. Obviously, he's at peace with himself. He understands what he's doing. He's working hard with the rest of the guys and getting better with the rest of the team.
Todd, how much of a say do you have when it comes to trading players? You know, when players on the trade block, like, is that kind of like Mike and then you guys talk?
We all talk about it. I mean, it's a big decision for everybody, and we all talk about it, and everybody signs off on it. And sometimes you get outvoted at the table, sometimes you don't, but everybody is aware of it. And when we leave the room, we're all on the same page.
Todd, how tough is it for you as a defensive coach along with Casey to have Sheldon coming off the field so much, because you have all those talented linemen? Other places he would probably play a little bit more, but here he comes off the field a lot. Is that tough, frustrating, because he has so much talent?
Well, it's only the second day at camp, so I don't think he comes off the field a lot. Sheldon played an awful lot. And he rotate when you get tired of their long drives. I think you have to put that in perspective. He played as much as he can play, but if you get some drives or get back on the field right away and people need breathers, you give them breathers. But we weren't taking Sheldon off the field.
There's, continuing on that theme, there's been trade rumors around him for, it seems like, almost a year with Sheldon. Is he the kind of guy you want to keep here for the entire season? Because there's been a lot of speculation that he still could be dealt at some point. Would you want him here the whole year?
Well, that's every year. You want all your players, but obviously it's a business too. And whether it's Sheldon or anybody else, that's for a higher pay grade than myself. So you look at the things as they come along, but you don't worry about whether you're trading somebody or not as a coach. You just coach them. He did a lot more today. He didn't do as much as we wanted him to do, but he worked himself back in the team drills today, and as he feels better tomorrow and the next day, he'll get more and more. Thanks.